Laurie and I currently have possession of the Longines Golden Slipper Stakes trophy. And let me tell you, you'd want to be a bodybuilder to hold onto it. Loz, how heavy is that?
Oh, it feels about, I don't know, 9 kilo, I suppose. That's what it weighs.
It is 9 kilos.
It is weight 9 kilos.
Thanks, Ash, from the ATC for telling us it weighs 9 kilos. What about you? You picked it up and thought, just about 9 kilos.
I'll tell you what, it's a lovely trophy, isn't it?
It's a lovely
trophy. I'd love to be carrying that round on
Brad,
Saturday.
We had a good chat with James Cummings. We said, with the wet track, will the barrier draw still be as important? He said, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly right, guys. Good morning. Really looking forward. I'm actually heading out to Rose Hill for this members' breakfast this morning as well, so look forward to catching up out there. But you're right, and there's an interesting stat. You know, you think sometimes with, you know, a wet Rose Hill, you would think getting off the fence perhaps and getting to the outside might be the place to be. But if you look at the history in the Golden Slipper, I was talking to a mate of mine yesterday, Wayne Bristow from Racing and Sports, who's a bit of a historian, and he reminded me of the fact he does a lot of research into the history of races. And there's an interesting little stat when it comes to the Golden Slipper and why probably the barrier draw this morning is of particular interest is that since 2003, only one horse, Vancouver, who I think drew the car park the year he won the race, only one horse since 2003 has won the Golden Slipper without being on the rails in running at some point at least during the run. So a lot of the winners have scooted up along the inside or at least been on rails in run at some point during the race. So I thought that was a very interesting stat, considering, you know, it's been so many years and we would have had many wet tracks for the Golden Slipper in that time as well.
Well, Belle du Jour, it must have been on, what, the fence very early or something before it cut through the middle of the field.
Yeah, exactly right. So at some point at least, there'd been, you know, basically every winner since 2003, bar from Vancouver, has been on the fence in run at some stage. So you might be looking for lower draws there on the weekend. Obviously, every track's different and we'll wait and see how the Rose Hill track plays on the weekend and how wet it'll actually be. We'll see. But, I'll have to grab the podcast and have a listen to James's chat. Did he give any thoughts on Tenley on the wet track in particular?
Well, he said he's unsure of his horses on the wet. And until they've been tested, you know, they won't know fully whether they can handle them or not. But
he said the thing that did worry about Tenley, and I said I said, well, I'd like Tenley, but the only problem is I'm worried about the pattern of racing, how far back it gets, and he goes exactly.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. I sort of, if you could read something into it, have a good listen, mate. But I think he's keen on microphone.
Okay, I'll have a good listen. Yeah. Look, it's a very interesting race. Microphone Tenley, a few others obviously haven't seen a wet track yet. But, you know, if you look at the sectionals out of the Todman and the Riesling, you know, Tenley's last 200 was about a length quicker than Yes, Yes, Yes. And overall time was quicker as well. So for me, she was stronger on the line than Yes, Yes, Yes as well. I know Yes, Yes, Yes was first up. But, I thought the performance personally had a little bit more merit.
Is Lincoln Star lining up in the slipper?
Yeah, well, there's a few little concerns around that horse. One was the vet check yesterday. Of course, Stewart's checked every horse, but, you know, potentially lining up in the race and just restricted in its action in the front at this stage. So we'll be vetted again later in the week. But I believe the stable have already said, too, that they don't want a heavy track there on the weekend because the horse was well beaten last start on a heavy track and, of course, was right in the finish of the Blue Diamond prior to that. So we'll wait and see how that plays out. But that horse will have to be vetted again later in the week.
22 horses to take on Winx, but how many will actually front up?
Yeah, well, that's the question, but it's great to see, you know, 22 nominations to take on the great mare. As you said, TK, how many of those will line up? We'll wait and see. We'll hear more about that when acceptances are taken tomorrow. But, hopefully there's a good field there. You know, it is that one race, isn't it, where she goes back to 1,500 metres, maybe a slight concern, but that's somewhat offset by the wet track as well. We know she's, if anything, better on wet ground compared to her rivals. So, you know, she should be definitely winning again, and hopefully it's all on song for that fitting finale in the Queen Elizabeth in a few weeks' time.
They're running at Mwoolumbah today, mate. What's the track like up there, and do you like anything?
Yeah, it's a heavy 10, so we'll just monitor conditions up there. Looking at the forecast yesterday, there was a couple of showers predicted for today, so whether they eventuate or not, I'm not sure if that forecast has changed. But look, I didn't mind race 4, number 1, Bestendi. I thought he trialled up okay. He's by Your Song, who was the dead set wet tracker Loved it. So loved the swap. So we'll see. Yeah, the fact that running him gives me a little bit of confidence to suggest he should handle it. Unfortunately, about half the field's been scratched there. So he was $8, $9 early on, but now he's about $5.50. So with first starters, you know, you can never get too confident because they either go one way or another. They're backed or they're not. And late betting can often tell the tail because sometimes, you know, you can't take too much out of trials and how much they've got under the bonnet there, you know, in terms of a motor. So we'll wait and see. But, yeah, just something small on Descendi there, but always hard to be confident on a heavy 10.
Good on you. And, Brad, James did point out Resin to us as one of his better hopes for the weekend and also Veridine in the Galaxy.
Yeah, Veridine was very good first up. Yeah. Sectionals were outstanding. And Resin, well, wet track won't hurt her, that's for sure. And she proved that she's back on, well, you know, that she returned very well the other day.
And that's already up on the website as well, so you can go and listen to James Cummings with his pricey on all his runners for the weekend. Thanks to Brad Davidson.